A surveillance video from a publicly owned nursing home in Greenwich shows the moments after a former elected official allegedly grabbed a woman between her legs. As Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports, the video is one of two pieces of information that might shed some light on what happened.
Lynn Mason never takes her eyes off the man walking behind her who had just grabbed her groin.
And then I started to follow, you know, my supervisor out of the office, and I realized now he's behind me again. And my instincts just took over.
She points down the hall. The man, Christopher von Kaiserling, stands there. Mason then runs back into her office, shuts the door, and locks it. He tries to follow, but the door stops him.
And I was shaking. I was so angry, and I was so upset, and just shaking.
Now, 2 years later, and sitting at her kitchen table, Mason remembers how she felt that day, locked behind a closed door, with von Kaiserling on the other side.
And I just hid behind the door, and he was shaking the handle, trying to get back in. And it was kind of, it was really, really creepy at that point. And then I just, I stayed in the office.
This happened in December of 2016 at the Nathaniel Witherall Nursing Home, where Mason worked. At the time, von Kaiserling was an elected town official. Von Kaiserling admits to grabbing Mason, saying it was a little pinch and that it was a joke, according to police records. Mason still works for the town, but for another agency.
So it kind of still looms, and working for the town still is tough. You know, the town's been very supportive in keeping him away. So I saw him once across a park, but he's been banned from any place where I'm working.
Now, two pieces of the puzzle have been provided to Connecticut Public Radio that could offer some insight into what happened that day and in the months after. One is the surveillance video. Police say the video supports Mason's version of events, but in an interview earlier this year, von Kaiserling's lawyer, Philip Russell, disagreed.
I don't think that the tape, in addition to not showing the physical contact complained of, the tape also doesn't support that contention.
The second piece of the puzzle is a draft report from the Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities, or CHRO. The video shows the events after the incident. And the CHRO report alleges that nursing home officials mismanaged their handling of Mason's complaint. Once Mason reported it, her bosses didn't follow up. Also, when she wanted to return to work, management wouldn't move her desk to a different office. They eventually did suggest a new space for her desk, facing away from dementia patients. Investigators found that problematic because, quote, dementia patients can be unpredictable in their behavior. Mason says she's still haunted by the feeling that her coworkers turned their backs on her.
So that still affects me. I still have nightmares. Not often, not like I used to. But and again, they're not usually about him. They're about me screaming at the people who betrayed me.
Mason reported the incident to Mary Bruce, her boss at the time, soon after it happened. She also reported it to Lynn Bausch, who was Witherall's acting director at the time. However, CHRO's draft report found that neither Bruce nor Bausch told Greenwich's Human Resources Department. Neither could be reached for comment. Town officials disagree with CHRO's findings and say its investigation was incomplete. Mason refers to the mishandling of her complaint by her coworkers as the second assault. She says it's had a significant impact on her mental health.
And that I was being kind of victimized a second time. That second one, I've learned it can be more devastating than what the sick person did to you.
After pressing charges against von Kaiserling, Mason's received an outpouring of support from people around the country. Her story also preceded the broader Me Too movement, which erupted as people came forward with stories of being sexually harassed or assaulted within a culture that often turns a blind eye to these allegations.
Things have come a long way, and I am so grateful to the people who fought for me. They reported it at a much more difficult time. We have laws now. I could go down and press charges. The only reason those laws are there is because somebody else said there's going to be some other woman down the line. And I'm very grateful to them. I will never stop being grateful, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
The Greenwich Me Too movement led to the ouster of von Kaiserling from the town's legislative body, a seat he had held for over three decades. On Election Day 2017, many women were also voted into power that year. Von Kaiserling's pleaded not guilty to sexual assault, and his case heads to trial next year. Von Kaiserling declined to comment. His attorney agreed to send a statement, but it never came. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.